Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashinya Yogi speaking and it's 6:25 p.m. here in Hyderabad. It's been a fantastic day today for me. Well, I couldn't do the Spartan challenge and I had to skip my dinner. But I'm happy that I could finally release the plan, apply the plan to everyone. I'm happy with the work I have done. And there has been a lot of effort to make sure that things are according to every person's requirement. So I had to create a lot of plans for Ironman, half marathon, 10K, weight loss. So there's been a range of programs that I created, and also creating the warm-up and cool-down routines and video were a big effort. So overall, I'm actually happy with what I have done. I hope my trainees also love what I have created for them. It's a new thing, it's a new change, a new way to look at things. And I just want people to execute it, and I want to see people making progress. I've tried to keep it as simple as possible and not put too much of stress on any of the trainings. Just made it 3 to 4 runs a week with proper rest as well as strength training in the middle. So let's hope, fingers crossed. So that was the highlight for today. In fact, when I woke up at 4:15, I just had one objective, and that was to finish off creating the plans and applying it today itself, because I didn't want to leave anything for tomorrow. I wanted to take a nice little break tomorrow from all the work so that I could focus and, you know, get back for the Goa camp. So now my focus is going to be entirely on the Goa camp and to make that successful. In fact, today, I would rate today as one of the best days of 2021, because I also got the tow floats from China, which I had imported. To tell you the fact, I was not expecting that to come before the Goa camp, because usually it would take more than a month or so to get those from China because of all the travel restrictions and all the import-export restrictions that are there. I had to pay 40% import duty on that, but it's still fine. I could get it on time. And actually, the whole process started in December. I took at least 10 days to actually find the vendor who could, you know, give me the tow floats. Then I placed the order on 10th of December, and they finally started processing on the 15th of December. And when they said they have started processing it, I was not expecting them to finish or ship it to me by Jan 10th was the deadline I gave them. They said they'll try their best. They shipped it on the 25th of December, and I think it arrived to Delhi around 8th of Jan, and it arrived today on the 13th. So incredibly, I think I'm just lucky that one of these things just fell in place and I got it in time, because if I hadn't got the tow floats, the expense for the Goa camp would have tripled, and that's because I would have to deploy jet skis for the open water swim, which I was planning to do. But I don't think now I might require it. I'm still keeping that option open, because for me, the safety is of my trainees is more important than the money for the camp. Anyways, regarding breaking even, I don't think I'm going to even break even for the camp. But that was not the criteria. I just hope people come in for the camp, enjoy it, you know, take the best out of it, and really come out as a better person, as a better athlete, as a better human. So just looking forward for the camp now, and that's what I want to focus next. Well, I couldn't do the Spartan challenge, but I did 1 hour 20 minutes of recovery ride with focusing on exhalation, of course, and felt good about it that I could do a workout today. And yeah, I had to take frequent breaks from the work because I really wanted to understand the plans that I had to do, because after every plan that I applied or created, I took a break of half an hour to 45 minutes just to refresh my mind and take my mind off the plan before I move on to the next plan, because I didn't want my ideas to get mixed up, or you know, the fatigue to set in and just start creating the plan for the sake of creating and just to meet it. So I didn't want that thing to happen. And because of that, I did take a lot of breaks in the middle just to ensure that I still feel fresh, motivated, and make sure that I give my 200% on each and every plan that I create. Well, I have done that job, made sure there's a success criteria for every workout created, added the warm-up cool-down routines for every workout, even for the bike workouts. So all the bike workouts will have the warm-up and cool-down routines. I just hope people understand the plan and execute it well. Other than that, today was, I would say, you know, a very pleasant day. I was not too tensed, not too, you know, I was in a good state of mind. In fact, when I couldn't do Pritham session, I did feel, you know, that I'm missing something, because I love to do the, you know, Spartan challenge, and Pritham does it well, but I just had to control that instant, because I had this goal in mind to finish off the training plans today itself and make sure everybody's got a plan according to their requirement. And also sending individual time voice messages with each plan. That was also something that I wanted to do, so that people understand that it is specific for them and they have to execute it now. Well, there were quite a few discussions also that I had to take regarding the Goa camp. Now, still, you know, there are a few open areas which I need to close in. And once I am able to close those loops, I think we will be all set for an awesome camp in Goa. Rest, everything looks fine. Seema has been kind enough to pack everything in one big suitcase. So the suitcase is ready. The tow floats are ready. The gifts are ready. And let's see how... now what else is left? Yeah, Seema has to go and do the servicing of the car. So that is one thing that she'll have to do. She's been a great support for me, and I'm very happy, you know, that she's taken off a lot of load from me. So yeah, looking forward for another fantastic day tomorrow. I might go for the hill repeats. I might not put in 100%, but definitely I just love hills and love to run with our folks in Hyderabad. So that's one thing. And then it's over to marathon on Sunday. Well, I have got some plans for the marathon on Sunday. I'll discuss that in my podcast tomorrow as to how I plan to execute my marathon. What are the things that I'm going to take into consideration, and overall pace that I want to maintain for the marathon. So I'll be planning that out exclusively tomorrow, and see how the whole thing goes. Well, folks, that's it from my side. I hope y'all enjoyed your day. I hope y'all had a fantastic day. Keep smiling, keep the energy high, and I will see you directly on Friday for Rashmi's yoga session. Take care. God bless you. Stay strong. Keep smiling. Bye-bye.